Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Senate is near likely passage of a package of bills that, if signed by President Biden, will keep the government working until the fall.
It's been a very long and difficult day, but we have just reached an agreement to complete the job of funding the government.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who made the announcement late Friday night. The Office of Management and Budget was preparing to shut down the sections of government that are now technically without any money, including Homeland Security, but those efforts have been stopped to await the Senate's expected passage of the funding package. Moscow's regional governor Andrei Vorobyov has declared a tragedy after more than 60 people were killed and at least 145 others wounded today in an attack on a Moscow concert hall. Gunmen burst into the crowded performance hall and sprayed the crowd with gunfire before apparently escaping. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and a U.S. official has confirmed that they believe ISIS was responsible. Russia and China Friday vetoed a U.S. proposed Security Council resolution that called for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza that would have been linked to the release of all hostages by Hamas and a surge in humanitarian aid. As Linda Fasula reports, 11 of the council's 15 members had voted in favor of the measure.
After the vote, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Russia and China vetoed the resolution because they were unwilling to condemn Hamas for its October 7th attack on Israel and also did not want to let a U.S.-led ceasefire measure succeed. Meanwhile, Russia called the U.S. resolution a hypocritical initiative and accused the U.S. of playing to voters. The resolution called for supporting ongoing diplomatic talks to secure a truce, which it said was imperative to protecting civilians and increasing humanitarian aid. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
The U.S. Central Command says Houthi militants in Yemen fired four anti-ship ballistic missiles toward the Red Sea on Friday. There were no reports of injuries or damage from those missiles. U.S. forces also destroyed four drones. Strikes were also carried out against three Houthi underground weapons storage facilities. Officials say the attacks were aimed at reducing Houthi threats against vessels in the region. A Houthi official called the attacks reckless. UN officials say more than 33,000 people have left the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince over the past 2 weeks, escaping gangs who continue to sow terror over much of the city. Scores of people have been killed in the fighting, and some 17,000 people have been left homeless since gang attacks began at the end of February. The city's international airport also remains closed at this time. Stocks finished the week mixed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 305 points. The Nasdaq closed up 26 points. You're listening to NPR News. A trial has begun for the 75-year-old Arizona rancher charged in the shooting death of a Mexican citizen who prosecutors say crossed the border near the rancher's property. Danielle Kumar with Arizona Public Media has our story.
Prosecutor Kimberly Hunley said that George Allen Kelly opened fire with an AK-47 last January on Gabriel Quinn Buitimea and Daniel Ramirez as they walked on his property a mile and a half from the border.
Daniel sees Gabriel just a few feet ahead of him get hit in the back with an assault rifle fire, and he sees him grab his chest and say, "I'm hit," and he sees him fall in front of him and die.
Kelly's defense attorney said Kelly never shot in the direction of Quinn Buitimea. He's pleading not guilty to second-degree murder and aggravated assault charges. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Kamara in Nogales, Arizona.
The Senate has just passed the funding measures that, if signed now by President Biden, will keep the government open until the fall. Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she has cancer, but has not specified what kind of cancer. The video announcement came following weeks of speculation about her health since she was hospitalized in January for abdominal surgery. Kate says tests following the surgery discovered the cancer. A formal investigation by Major League Baseball has been opened into allegations of illegal gambling and theft swirling around Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter. The interpreter was let go for the team earlier this week following news reports about his alleged ties to this. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.